we're going to begin with an item that people will have heard about on the news and read about in the local papers, a collision in Carrigart at the weekend.
Yeah, Gardaí and Milford are investigating this. A collision, it happened in Carrigart on Saturday the 19th of September. This happened shortly after 2 p.m. Happened in the townland of Ballyohagan. There were three vehicles involved. All vehicles had extensive damage to them. One of the vehicles was a red Ford Fiesta 151DL. There was a black Volkswagen Passat 08DL and a red Volkswagen van 161DL. The driver of each vehicle, they were all taken to hospital, Letterkenny Hospital, with injuries, none of which are life-threatening, thankfully. We are appealing to any other road users who were in that area around that time, especially the usual look, anybody that had dash cam footage and was in the area, we would like to hear from them. Milford Gardaí can be contacted on 074-915-3060.
Moving on to Old Town in Letterkenny on the 20th of September, Sunday, and criminal damage by fire.
Yeah, so Gardaí were alerted to this at 1:35 a.m, so the early hours of Sunday morning, the 20th of September. There was a fire at an apartment in Lee na Grainne in Old Town, Letterkenny. The fire brigade were at the scene when guards attended. It's believed that this fire was started deliberately, and thankfully nobody was hurt. Could have been a totally different story, an apartment block, you know, with a fire in one of the apartments. So very luckily nobody was injured in that one. If anybody in that area on that night observed or heard anything that might assist us in any way with the investigation, we would ask that they contact us in Letterkenny on 074-9167-100. They can also call the Garda confidential line on 1-800-666-111.
Staying with Sunday and an assault in the Main Street area of Ballybuffet.
Yeah, this assault happened in and around the area of the AAB Bank, just on the Main Street there in Ballybuffet. So there was a lone male. He was approached by another male who hit him, struck him across the head. He was thrown to the ground and was subsequently dragged out onto the main road by this male, where he sustained further kicks to his head and his body. He had a lot of various different injuries, all minor in nature. Anybody that was in that area, it would be an area really where taxis would be pulled up, you know, across the road to that, and we're hoping that some of them might have had dash cam footage of the incident. If they could come forward, or anybody that witnessed the incident, contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 074-9167-100.
Another assault last week, this time in the Long Lane area of Letterkenny.
Yeah, this is two females were out walking in the Long Lane at 6:20 a.m. on Tuesday the 15th of September. And they were approached by a male, just a lone male. He approached one of the females, knocked her to the ground, pushed her to the ground. Now, she sustained a minor injury to her knee. Neither of the females knew this male. They hadn't recognised him. He was wearing grey tracksuit bottoms and a black hoodie. He left the Long Lane area and headed in the direction of Letterkenny Town following the incident. Now, I understand it was an early time period in the morning, 6:20 a.m. possibly. There may have been other runners out or walkers out at that time of the morning. And if anybody's seen this male in the area and could give us an accurate description of him, we would appreciate if they would contact us in Letterkenny on 074-9167-100.
Certainly something frightening. You wouldn't expect that to happen at that hour of the morning and without, it seems, any rhyme or reason to it.
Definitely not. No, and I know, look, the injury was only minor in nature, but that's neither here nor there. It was a very sinister attack, you know, and we would be very eager to get to the bottom of it.
Frightening too. Money news, and this is something we heard about as part of a national campaign over the past number of days, and it's a matter of grave concern, and people could find themselves given an opportunity to make some money and then suddenly finding themselves on the wrong side of the law.
Yeah, definitely. And look, I suppose when I was reading this, I was kind of laughing to myself. People think this sort of carry on goes on in films. You know, it doesn't happen in Ireland, or it doesn't happen in Donegal. It is happening. We want to make people aware of it. We are advising parents really to educate their young people on the dangers of acting as a money mule. These criminal gangs target young people, particularly students, third level education, secondary schools. They often do it online. Most young people now are online and they're on it more than they should be possibly, but they approach them online. They request that they use the student's bank account, you know, to transfer funds through. They request their PIN number, their card, their account details. They offer them a large amount of money in exchange for this service. You know, they tell them, maybe if you let us use your account, we'll give you X amount of money in return once the funds have transferred through and it's all completed. That's not the case. You know, these people do not receive any money from these crime gangs following the incident. So there was an operation recently, Operation Ransom. There was 30 people arrested as part of that countrywide. More arrests are expected. So of the 30 people that were arrested, 18 were male, 12 were female, and the youngest person was 15 that was involved in this, and the oldest was 38. Over half of the people arrested were juveniles, so it's very important that parents do speak to their young people about this. These people, should you let these crime gangs access your account, transfer through the money, you face very hefty convictions. You know, once you're arrested, you face a conviction under the Money Laundering and Terrorism Act. This offence carries a potential prison sentence of 14 years. It could affect visa applications. So if this young person ever wants to travel abroad and work, it would affect that greatly. It could place the young person on a terrorist watch list, and it could affect their ability to work in the financial sector anywhere in the world. And it could also affect their credit rating and their vetting applications. We're aware of hundreds of other incidents of young people acting as money mules, and more arrests are expected. So we're just appealing to young people, do not allow your account to be used by anybody else. Don't ever give away your PIN number, your ATM card, and do not withdraw or transfer money that comes into your account under these circumstances.
And it's one that you would expect people would think, hang on a tick, this means if a transaction is looked at, it's my name, it's my bank account number, it's my contact details that are going to be on in a Garda file, and I will be a money launderer, and it'll be me, and, you know, and if I go to court and say, oh, I was just, it was resting in my account, I was minding it for a friend, that's not going to really cut it with yourselves or with a judge.
It's not going to cut it. And look, at these people know who to target to. You know, the target students, we were all students once, and we know how tempting it would have been had you've been offered a few handy pounds to do something. You know, it's human nature, but as they say, you know, things don't come free in life. You have to work. You want money, you have to work. And just be aware, you know, these crime gangs don't care. They don't care if you get caught. They're not the people that are going to be answerable at the end of the day. You know, if this kind of activity is going on in your account, it comes to light, comes to the attention of the guards, you're the person that's going to be arrested and facing charges.
Before we move on, there is a joint statement regarding COVID we're going to discuss. But before we do, an item we've already covered on the programme this morning, speaking to Decky Jordan down in the Old Town area, a defibrillator removed from its site in Letterkenny. I mean, how low can you go, as the saying goes?
I know. It's an appalling act now. We were just made aware of it, actually, this morning. So it is under investigation. The defibrillator was located there at the Snug Bar in Old Town in Letterkenny. The case in which it was contained was not damaged. Now, the case, you know, the case is intact and it's there. The defibrillator, it was just taken from the case. We've yet to narrow down the exact timeline. It was only just recently reported and it will be investigated. There are cameras in the area. We'll be checking those cameras, of course. It was taken at some stage over the past 2 days. This theft has caused outrage. You know, a lot of fundraising went into, you know, the buying of this equipment, and it's a life-saving equipment, you know, and potentially lives could be lost as a result of its theft, you know. So we're appealing first and foremost to whoever took it, to their better nature, to please return it. Anybody that has any information in relation to this, we're exceptionally eager now to get to the bottom of this one, and we'd appreciate if anybody had any information to contact us on 9167100.
COVID-19, it's the thing we just have to talk about every day, and sometimes we maybe don't want to talk about it, but it does have to be spoken about. There's been another joint statement regarding COVID and the role of An Garda Síochána in monitoring what's happening at the moment.
Yeah, a joint statement was issued yesterday, so it was on behalf of the Cathaoirleach of the Donegal County Council, Councillor Rena Donaghy, the Chief Executive of Donegal County Council, John G. McLaughlin, and our own Chief Superintendent, Terry McGinn, and also the Director of Public Health North West Region, Dr. Anthony Breslin. I won't go through the whole statement. We'll be here till 4 p.m. This evening. If I read it all out, I'm just going to summarise points in it here. Really, look, at the statement was issued as a result of COVID numbers rising in recent weeks. We're currently at level 2. Nobody wants a situation where we have to move into level 3. We want to progress, not regress, if possible. It's understandable. Look, everybody is getting sick to the hilt of listening to COVID-19. It's human nature too. We're all sick of it. You open the paper, you hear about it, you hear it on the radio, it's on TV. That doesn't mean it's going to go away, whether you're sick of it or not, you know, and we have to keep our efforts up. In this statement, the public in Donegal are being urged to meet less people inside your home. Anybody you do meet, be particularly attentive to safe practices. Keep your distance, wear a safe covering where appropriate. Cough into a tissue and bin it straight away, and then wash your hands. Limit the number of people you meet outside your home as much as possible. Avoid crowds. Prioritise the people that you really need to see and keep your groups small. Try and meet fewer people maybe than you met last week and the week before. You know, it's about redoubling our efforts now to try and stay at the level that we're at, or maybe to make things that bit better, to go to level 1 hopefully at some stage rather than going on to level 3. We would urge people as well, if they have any symptoms, be sure to isolate and call your doctor. The COVID test is free. just know the symptoms, really. Look up, you know, the differences between cold, flu, COVID-19 symptoms. It's just really an appeal. Look, we are appealing, the joint statement was an appeal to everybody in Donegal. Please continue to maintain your social distancing and limit your number of close contacts in the coming days. Wear a mask, wash your hands, and continue on, really. People have been doing so well.
And we'll repeat what Professor Jack Lambert said to us on the programme yesterday. He did say it is not inevitable that we go to level 3. It is still very much literally in our hands, in our clean hands, in our washed hands, and in our face coverings, in our compliance with the guidelines. And, you know, we've heard the message so often, it's boring us perhaps, but we need to hear it again. And, it says it all there that, if we continue to comply and if we continue to abide by the guidelines, then we can avoid the level 3. And that's what we all want.
Yeah, and I think it is, you know, look, for me, no more than anybody else, it kind of, you know, the first few weeks and the first few months and everybody, you know, the sanitizer was never too far from you and you were sanitizing your hands every 2 minutes and you were doing this and that and the other. Human nature, time goes on and you start to get lackadaisy about it. And we're asking people, please, go back to the same level you were at the very start, if possible. You know, sanitize your hands, keep on top of it, and be very aware of it at all times. Don't become blasé in relation to it, please.
As I said yesterday, I think there's a certain element of, in the start in March, we all had this idea it'll be over by Easter.
Yeah.
That it was going to, if we just do this for 2 or 3 weeks, you know, it'll start to go down, it'll be done by Easter, we'll be back to normal by May.
Yeah.
I mean, I still thought in my naivety in March, I still thought I'd be off on my summer holidays up in Norway. that didn't happen.
Maybe in 2025.
No, I ended up last week going to Westport in Mullingar. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure that was just as good,
It was great, actually, it was fantastic. Yeah. Mullingar, I fully recommend Burghcastle to anyone actually that wants to go. It's a little gem that you mightn't necessarily be aware of. Great place to visit. Great place, Burghcastle. That's number one on my recommendations list. Now, we're going to move on and we're going to discuss the issue of domestic violence. And we have one of your colleagues in studio with us.
This is Gerda Michelle Kelly.
Michelle, you're involved in the domestic violence sector and you're going to speak to us a little about that this morning.
Yes, I'm just going to speak briefly in relation to domestic violence. I am the domestic violence liaison guard at Letterkenny Garda Station. And really my purpose here this morning is just, again, we've already spoken about COVID, and it is a tough time for anybody who is a victim of domestic violence at home. Or the listeners may even be worried about a family member who they think is a victim of domestic violence. And really why I am here today, you are a victim, or if you know somebody who is a victim, I can be contacted at Letterkenny Garda Station, 670-749-167-100. You can contact the other domestic violence services that are available, or if you don't want to speak to somebody by phone, you can send a text to the Garda Facebook page.
We know that there had been talk about an increase in domestic violence over the course of the COVID lockdown. Has that eased back, or is it still a major issue?
It is still a major issue, and we're also aware that there is a lot of people out there who haven't reported. And just for people that are afraid to report or don't know what's going to happen when they do report it, you can speak to us on the phone. It's confidential. If you want to speak with me, you can speak with me directly by phone. I can meet with you. Anybody who's watching live can see that I'm in plain clothes. Nobody's going to know. I can meet you outside of the guard station. Nobody's going to know that you're meeting with a guard. Or you can speak with one of the other services that are available here in Letterkenny or throughout the county.
And do you want to just repeat those contact details again so people just get that sense of what to do if they find themselves in that situation?
Yeah, the phone number for Letterkenny Garda Station is 074-9167-100. You have the Garda, Donegal Garda Facebook page, or you can communicate with the Donegal Domestic Violence. Their phone number is 1800-262-677. That's 1800-262-677. And there's also another, the Women's Centre on the Port Road. You can actually contact them there as well.
Garda Michelle Kelly, thank you very much indeed for sharing that with us. Very, very important information indeed. And Garda Grainne Doherty, as ever, thanks to you as well.